Real Salt Lake will play Sporting Kansas City for their second MLS championship in 5 seasons on Saturday. Real passed by a David Beckham-less Los Angeles Galaxy and the Portland Timbers on their way to Kansas City, a team that has dominated competition in the Eastern Conference.
Sporting Kansas City, I think, has a genuine chance because they have a tight defense, they have a good midfield, they're really good on the wing, and they're really fast. They can catch anybody on the counter.
That's Matt Montgomery, manager of RSL Soapbox, a blog that covers all things Real Salt Lake. And while he respects the talent of the Sporting KC side, he's convinced that Real will come away with the win.
With our experience in big games, even if they haven't been entirely positive, I think that puts us in pole position to really go forward. And I would argue that we have easily the strongest midfield of the two, and probably top in the league, if not one of the top two.
Montgomery will be at Sporting Park in Kansas City to watch the match, and he might run into Kansas Governor Sam Brownback, who will be attending with his daughter. Brownback has a lot riding on the game, 12 bottles of barbecue sauce, to be exact. Here's Sarah Belfry, Governor Brownback's Deputy Director of Communications.
If Sporting Kansas City loses, we will be sending 12 bottles of Eat Barbecue Sauce to Governor Herbert. And Eat Barbecue Sauce is made by a gentleman here in Kansas who actually won the Barbecue Pitmasters Championship. The governor is a soccer fan. His kids are probably the bigger fans, and he's bringing his daughter Jenna to the game with him tomorrow, actually. But he is a huge fan of Sporting Kansas City and is really excited about their chances to win the MLS Cup.
In the unlikely event that RSL loses, Governor Herbert will be forced to send a bounty of Miller Pure Honey and Taffy Town Saltwater Taffy to Kansas. The governor's office was unavailable for comment on Friday, but KCPW was assured that the governor would tune in to the game. Ryan Cunningham, KCPW News.